It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. And this weekend was fun. One thing I've been talking about doing for a long time, but finally got the thing happening. And that was having a game night and invited some friends that I made, co-workers. And it was cool. We had a good turnout. It was a fun time. Alex, I wish you could have been able to make it out, but you're, you know, fighting death over here. So yeah. That's always fun. But actually, I'm glad you didn't come because I would have sucked if we all got sick. But let me tell you what you missed, Alex. It was actually pretty insane. First of all, shout out to Liv, the web girl, for being the most ratchet wine opener I've ever seen in my life. This girl is not classy when she opens a bottle of wine.
If I'm not using a knife, then it's classy.
Why don't you have a normal wine opener?
I know, he does.
I do. My wife has a really nice one where you clamp it, uh-huh. You put this thing down, you bring it up, it takes it out, then you do the same process again, and it takes the cork off the thing.
And I literally did it no problem, first try, whatever. But so they didn't have one of those things.
Yes, we did. I offered it to you. You said, no,
you
I'm
did,
good.
No, you did
you
not ta- offer.
Oh, my
all
God.
All you said, Joe, was, aren't you going to take the wrapper off? And I was like, well, no, you don't have to. Like,
so
I can get it out with
it. She left
the
cap and the top on. You know how you're supposed to cut that off the top?
The paper, well, they had no cutter.
Yes, we did.
Well, you didn't offer it to me, so how the hell was I supposed to know you had a cutter?
This is just a preview of how game night went.
Were you already drunk?
I think she was.
No, I was 1,000% sober.
All right, now listen, here's what else went down. Liv the web girl, she's pretty intense at giving out clues. Here's some audio I had up on my Instagram.
It's in! Zodiac! Close! First word!
Oh, you're out of time! Liv was like she looked like she was Italian with her hands, like,
well, I am Italian, so.
Oh, well, that makes sense then. Okay, now, pork chop. He was like having an aneurysm trying to get the words out sometimes. This is short, but if you could see his face on here, and he looks so puzzled and perplexed, and just he kind of sounds like he's yelling at everybody.
Absolutely.
Blank put.
Stay.
Yeah.
He's just looking like, stay put. Stay put.
He takes it very seriously.
Now, the thing that was like really awkward, and we actually had to quit playing catchphrase, that was one of the games we were doing, is apparently my dogs hate catchphrase.
Oh my goodness.
Listen to this right here. You can hear like the beep, 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 beep of the game. My dogs do not like the beep, 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 beep.
Okay, the first name is an actress who's married to Tom Hanks.
Oh, my God. Katie.
Okay, last name?
Katie.
He went up and like bit the catchphrase game like it was a frisbee.
Oh my goodness.
He was like, they were chasing the little game, the thing that you hold all around the room, and when you would pass it, they were chasing it, and people were having to like lean back and like hold up the little thing so the dogs didn't get
and,
it.
And like biting their fingers off.
So
like,
what was your impression of Joe's dogs, Pork Chop?
Just that. Like they barked a lot at the game.
They're rambunctious. But I do have to say, I almost took Paddington home with
me. Yeah, I was going to say, no, Liv's like, oh, I'll take him outside.
Oh, you fell in love with him?
She took him on a leash outside.
Is he the favorite of yours and Lindsay's too?
He's my least favorite. He's the nicest one to me, but
why is he your least favorite?
Well, he's the most expensive. We had to spend like $2,000 on him in one
month. Of course, that's why. Benny is a freaking savage. I was eating a piece of broccoli and Benny literally jumped up off the air and grabbed it out of my hands I was trying to eat it.
He's pretty extreme. And I mean, there's so much to talk about that happened there. Also, man, what happened with you and your boyfriend Chase Porkchop where the beer got spilt everywhere?
Oh yeah, he accidentally like spilled the beer. Like he dropped it, but it fell like right on his lap. But it was fine because it like fell, you know, straight up just. And then, but all of a sudden, the pressure from the drop caused the beer to foam up.
Oh.
And like, he wasn't looking and it was just foaming everywhere. I was like, babe, the beer. And I'm like trying to hold it. And
well, then he's patting his crotch down because it was all over his crotch. I'm like, okay, you guys save that for your home, okay? I don't need to see that stuff here at game night. That's not what we came here to do. And then, one game you love to play, Alex, I believe at least sometimes, is HQ Trivia.
Yes.
Okay. Pork Chop. And everybody else, not Liv. I think Liv, you weren't playing, right?
Yeah, me and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy. We're not big trivia people.
Everybody else, like 6 people in the room, Alex. It's like 9 o'clock.
I love trivia.
They stopped doing game night. And then it was like, oh, hang on a second. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
HQ.
Did you just hear?
Six people are playing HQ trivia at my game night. They just stopped.
Yes.
Right. That's because it's a game.
I know, but that's not, like,
it's game night, right?
Yeah, but you're supposed to be playing the game with other people.
Yeah, but that would actually win money.
Just because you were the only one not playing.
You guys still could have played together just on your phones.
Well, they did, and they all sucked and lost.
Hey, are you kidding me? I went the farthest.
How far did you go?
Question 7?
That's pretty good.
With help from other people, that's not that good. You had 6 other people.
I was the last one in. I was helping everyone else.
Well, there's like news, like HQ news. Are you going to be talking about that in your news?
No, actually, we can mention it real quick just because I got so much stuff to get to. But yeah, with the CEO of HQ Trivia was found dead from an apparent overdose.
Yeah, really sad. He was young.
That's sad news. I was like, oh my God, how crazy. We were talking about that last night that it actually happened.
Yeah, that is crazy. And I was kind of excited because last night was supposed to be SpongeBob night.
I know. That's what I was looking forward to.
9 o'clock. And then, you know, the guy had passed away.
So did they do a game last night?
No.
Here's what actually happened last night.
Hello, HQties. Scott here. It is with a heavy heart that I must share some tragic news that has befallen. Our friend and founder, Colin Kroll, passed away unexpectedly early this morning at the age of 34. Out of respect, there will be no show tonight, but we will resume our regularly scheduled programming with HQ Trivia tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah, really sad right there.
Jeez.
So... Well, I hate to wrap it up, but that's pretty much how game night went as well. So maybe you can make it to the next one, Alex?
Yes, hopefully. I will not be on the brink of death.
All right, cool. Liv, Porkchop, you guys going to come back?
Hey, you forgot, actually, real quick. You did win game night. You had the highest score.
Oh, I did actually have the highest score. I did win.
My breathalyzer, he had the highest score.
I did. I beat everybody.